by a dictation for Mr. Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-H-A-M, G-R-A-H-A-M. Date of visit is 2-18-2022, and date of birth is 4-15-1974. Date of accident is 2-7-2022. History of presenting illness. Mr. Kenneth Graham alleges an automobile accident dated 2-7-2022, leading to all the symptoms. The chief complaints are pain in the right shoulder and neck and the lower back, as well as right arm, right shoulder, right leg, chest and the hips, and headache. History of automobile accident. It reports that on 2-7-2022, he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. He was a restaurant driver around 10 p.m. in a Nissan Sentra, which is a rental car from Enterprise, and was hit by around 70 miles an hour. His own speed was also 70 miles an hour. The accident occurred on I-696 near Gratiot. The accident happened as follows. The patient reports that he was in the right lane and he was merging. The patient reports that he was trying to merge from right lane to change the lane to the middle lane. In this process, he was rear-ended at a high speed, and after the impact, he hit the wall on the right side. He bounced back to the freeway after hitting the wall to the middle of the freeway. He reports that the airbags were deployed, all of them, but his wheel was broken, car was subtotaled, and passenger side frame was completely broken. Although no one died in this accident. The trauma patient reports during the accident was airbag hit into the face, head hit into the headrest, and neck was whiplash. Steering wheel hit into both thighs, and however, there was no chest trauma, but seat belt possibly caused the chest pain. No injury to the abdomen or pelvis, but only the chest, belt trauma. In the pelvis, there was some pain in the pelvis at the time of accident. On the day of accident, patient went to the emergency room, St. John Hospital on Noras, where he was there for 4 hours. The x-rays and CT scan were done, and there was no fracture of the ribs, and head and neck was okay. No injury was found and he was discharged. In the chest x-ray, there was some fluid in the lungs. And he was provided Motrin, massage and heating pad for the hand. History of presenting illness, patients subsequently started having headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, migraine type. Especially focused on front, back, right temple, left temple, and moderately severe, infrequent, sensitive to the light and noise. Associated factors are none, no nausea, vomiting, the seizure or aura. In the symptom of TBI, patient started having forgetfulness, occasional loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and nightmares. However, the patient never had any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, or ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient did not have any nausea and vomiting. And patient had no focus problems and no incontinence of the urine bowel. Patient started having some anxiety and difficulty walking and weakness, but no subtle anesthesia and no lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, fatigue, or incontinence of the bowel, urine, and no sleep disturbance. In addition, patients start complaining of pain in the neck, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Right shoulder pain is 10 and lower back pain is 10. The neck pain is radiating to the right arm anteriorly in C4-5 nerve distribution involving second and third finger as constant numbness and tingling. The right shoulder hurts him around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He is only able to lift his arm up to 90 degrees abduction, beyond which he is a severe pain. Lower back pain is also reported radiating to the right leg front in the front in L5 nerve distribution. It comes off and on. However, the big toe, and which is first, second, and third toes, are numb and tingling. So far, he has had some X-rays and CT scan only. In addition, he also reports some muscle weakness of the right arm, but he has not dropped any phone or dinner plates. And in the numbness, tingling, pins, and needle, patient reports that he has numbness on chewing and biting in the TMJ and also in the neck. So far, he has had no treatment with any physician group or therapy. System review. In the heart disease, positive for high blood pressure. Neurological disease, positive for fainting, headache, dizziness, back and neck pain, and loss of sensations. In the psychiatric, positive for depression and PTSD. Surgical history. Patient has had a lumbar spine fusion in 2021 by Dr. Shell in Flint Regional Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history. Patient has mother who is deceased, used to suffer from diabetes type 1 and high blood pressure. Father is deceased and suffered from diabetes type 1 and hypertension. Siblings, 3 brothers and 1 sister, they all have a hypertension. Relationship status, patient is married, 1 kid who is 3-year-old. Current employment status, patient reports that he is a chef for a Glyn Grill, G-L-Y-N, Grill, G-R-I-L-L. He stands all day long and lifts 5 to 7 pounds every day. Relationship status, patient is married and disability history, none. Legal history, patient has JC Auto Law and personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not abuse any recreational drugs. Regarding the pain, I did not describe in detail. The patient reports that these pains are present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, hot burning, aching, tender, and fearful. The severity of the pain varies from 9 to 10 in general, and the areas that are affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and improved by nothing. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 203/143. Heart rate is 65. The respiratory rate is 17. Pulse ox is 99. Temperature 96.1. Height is 5'10". And the weight is 165. 47-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Good built, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain faces. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Breath and hygiene is normal. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain faces are noticed. No severe anxiety or fatigue, lethargy is noticed. The patient is able to walk with a cane. He also has a back brace. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, including the neurological and musculature examination, which are all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention that inspection palpation is from the template normal. Spine tenderness, a minimal spine tenderness is present in the area of C5, 6 and 7, as well as L4, L5, and bilateral sacral iliac joint. The paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C2 to C7 and L1 to L5 bilaterally. The hypotonicity is 2+, no tenderness is noticed. The range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative, swelling was negative, and the Lerman test was negative, distraction test was negative, and Soto Hall test was negative. In the thoracic spine, the slump test and the Sterling, the Roos test was negative. In the lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees, and the contralateral leg raise test was positive bilaterally. Grudzinski Kernick test was negative, Dreger test was negative, CAM test was positive. The Dolinsky test was negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint was tender. And the Faber test was positive bilaterally. Gansman test was positive bilaterally. And Tendelberg sign was negative. The extremities examination was completely normal. Please use the template. No sign of any Phelan sign, terminal sign was noticed. No weakness. All the range of motions are normal except for the right shoulder. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that on inspection, the shoulder joint appears completely normal. On palpation, there are no tender points in the front or the back of the shoulder. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of abduction due to the severe pain that the patient has. The special tests were conducted, and the Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive, near test, speed test was positive, anterior-posterior apprehension test was positive, drop arm test was negative. The muscle strength was 4/5 due to the pain. The diagnosis for Kenneth Graham are as follows. General V89.2 XXT, R26.89, R26.8, G79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, TBI, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S M54.3 to D. Spine in the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.2, 05.12, M53.82, S13.4 XSA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5 XSA.